today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. By Allah's name we start. Salamu alaikum and welcome to another new episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio.
أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال.
Let's look at the calendar first. Today, Thursday, 9th of Shawwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 30th of Farvardin, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 15th of April, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment by recitation of chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 136.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. قولوا آمنا بالله وما أنزل إلينا وما أنزل إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط وما أوتي موسى وعيسى وما أوتي النبيون من ربهم لا نفرق بين أحد منهم ونحن له مسلمون.
Say, O believers, we have believed in Allah and what has been revealed to us, and what has been revealed to Abraham and Ishmael and Isaac and Jacob and the descendants, and what was given to Moses and Jesus, and what was given to the prophets from their Lord. We make no distinction between any of them, and we are Muslims in submission to Him.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The true believers in pure faith are those who follow the pure monotheistic creed, the monotheism which has never been tainted with any form of polytheism. The most important basic principle for recognizing the pure religion from the corrupted ones is by keeping in mind this very perfect creed of monotheism. Islam instructs us not to make decision between the divine prophets and to respect their religion totally, because the fundamental principles of all divine religions are entirely the same.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا رب يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا رحمن شكراً يا.
This is today's special, and we're going to speak about what after Ramadan. The end of Ramadan reminds us with the closeness of death. The end of Ramadan reminds us with the saying of the Prophet, live in this world like a stranger or a bypasser. If you wake up, don't wait for the evening, and if you reach the evening, don't wait for the morning. Take advantage of your good health and your life. So each one of us should ask himself these questions. What have I gained from this month? Have I passed the test? Do I deserve to get diploma of taqwa? Whoever finds goodness, then let him praise Allah, and whoever finds something else, let him work hard to reform himself and seek the help from Allah. What is there after Ramadan? Do the lessons of Ramadan end with it or continue after it?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. This is Ali, your host from IRB English Radio. We hope you join us, inshallah, and stay tuned till the end of this show. Today, we are going to talk about the strategies for preserving the spiritual effects of Ramadan, the holy month of Ramadan, throughout the year. Now, we need to train ourselves in servitude. So what do we mean by training in servitude? Something has been inaugurated in the holy month of Ramadan. It needs to be established after this month and to be preserved and kept. The blessed month of Ramadan is a month of training in servitude. To preserve the effects of servitude, continuing the practice and maintaining consistency is very important. And religious texts or religious sources, emphasis has been placed on the continuity of good deeds. For example, Imam Baqir alayhi salam has said, "The most beloved action to God is the one that the servant continues to do, no matter how small it is." From a scientific and experiential perspective, it is also proven that for the consolidation of moral and spiritual qualities, a two-step process must be followed: formation and stabilization. This is similar to the skills that humans acquire. Athletes, Quran memorizers, and other individuals who have a specific skill, if they stop practicing for a while, they lose their skill.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Like the rain pouring all your love to every soul.
You're listening to today's special, and this is another tip to keep Ramadan spirits alive. Evaluate yourself weekly. This helps you see the bigger picture. You'll be able to evaluate on a more long-term level how well you've been keeping your habit in practice. You can do the same thing on a monthly and yearly basis. For those who are really into the technical aspect of self-evaluation, maybe you can make a graph to help you chart how well or not so well you've been keeping up with your good habit.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you, to doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know, amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light, you guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life, but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
Life after Ramadan. This is our topic, and of course, continuity in worship is the key. We must try to incorporate a dhikr routine In our schedule, it is said that those whose hearts are alive are those whose hearts are constantly thinking about the Creator, those who remember Allah constantly, and those who have dead hearts are those who are neglectful of this. This dhikr doesn't have to be extensive to begin with. In order to get ourselves into any habit, we must take baby steps. This can then increase slowly. Tasbihat Lady Fatima itself is something which takes away tiredness. Hence why it was taught by our beloved Prophet to his daughter Fatima, when its tiredness goes. And after paying attention to our eating habits, when laziness departs, we will feel full of energy and will increase in our ibadah, endeavoring to make it beautiful. So we will want to increase our dhikr, our du'as, our Quran recitation, our voluntary prayers, and etc. By adding this simple dhikr routine into the schedule, we will gain so much, inshallah, not only physical, but most importantly, spiritually. It will help us a great deal in our journey to Allah.
See that it was a time to break away from the intensity of the acts of our desires and the wanting to sin, right? Sometimes we sin, or sometimes rather we break the laws because we realize that maybe people aren't looking at us, you know, people aren't around us, and we, you know, sometimes get to that level of breaking Allah's commandments. But this month of Ramadan again should have taught us a way to break that intensity of our desires. That yes, we have desires as human beings. Many things Allah put within us as human beings. But also we were shown in the month how to control those things and how to control really our connection to the outside world and the passions and the desires that are there. And last but not least, one of the things that we learned from month of Ramadan and fasting is this, again, the focus on praying, on worship, on supplications. You know, the Quran was open for 30 days in this blessed month. And as we even recited in some of the du'as at the end of the month of Ramadan, that we made the du'a to Allah that we're not given this loss of the tawfiq in reciting the Quran. So this 30 days, when we read the Quran, when we thought about it, when we maybe read the translation, maybe when we read commentaries of the Quran, let's try not to leave it only for the month of Ramadan. Let's try to ensure that the Quran that we pulled off of the shelf on the first night of Ramadan isn't just put back onto the shelf to wait for the next year of the month of Ramadan. But this should be a continuous process of us always being in touch with the Quran, reciting the Quran, reading the translation of the Quran, reading the commentaries which are available, and thinking about the content of the Quran. Because again, this was the crux also of the month of Ramadan, when Allah told us that the month of Ramadan is that in which the Quran was revealed as a guidance for humanity, and a bayinat, it is a clear guide, and it is a distinguisher, a furqan between right and wrong.
Thank you for listening to this episode of today's special. We leave you in Allah's protection, and wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Sami.